Michigan real estate headlines. MI agents, how commission structures determine your earnings. Bankrate explains that real estate agents are compensated via a percentage-based commission of the home's sale price and clarifies who is responsible for paying these fees. Michigan real estate professionals can use this breakdown to better understand standard compensation models and manage client expectations regarding fee structures. Read the full breakdown of agent compensation at Bankrate. Michigan real estate headlines. Michigan Assessors Association launches new website for MI real estate community. The Michigan Assessors Association has unveiled its new online presence at ma-usa.org. MI real estate professionals rely on accurate property assessments for valuation, tax appeals, and transaction pricing, making the assessor's primary state industry resource. Bookmark http://www.ma-usa.org/ to stay connected with assessment standards and professional development across Michigan. Michigan real estate headlines. Michigan property records search for owners, deeds, permits. Access Michigan property records to find owner information, search for permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. This tool provides Michigan real estate professionals with direct access to essential property data, including ownership, legal encumbrances, and permitting status, facilitating accurate due diligence. Search MI property records, /michigan.propertychecker.com/. Michigan real estate headlines. Macomb County Open Data Portal now available for MI professionals. Explore the newly launched open data offerings via the Macomb County Open Data Portal. Real estate professionals in MI can access this data to support market analysis and property research within Macomb County. Visit the portal to explore the available data sets. hmacomb-county-open-data.mcmap.hub.arcgis.com/. Michigan real estate headlines, MI commission rates in focus, what realtors should know for 2026. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission when listing a home in Michigan and how they can reduce those costs. Understanding commission expectations helps MI real estate professionals competitively position their services and articulate their value in a cost-conscious market. Review the 2026 commission data at realestatewitch.com/realestatecommission-in-Michigan to inform your pricing conversations. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most MI jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context, the 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.